Rav Barach Be Barach Zibchia Habo. Rashi explains, Evu Aviv Shel Rav, Evu was the father of Rav. Achuv Shel Bichia Hayim Rav was the brother of Rabbi Chia from the father. Kedam Rinam a Perikam of the Sanhedrin, like we say in the first Perik of Sanhedrin, Evu V'chana V'shila Omarto Rabbi Chia. All of these five people, Kol Bnei the Achim Kafri Havot, they were all sons of Rabbi Achim Kafri. The Ema Shoisa Imish Rav, and Ema who was the mother of Rav. Achoisa Rabbi Chia Hoisa Minoim was the sister Rabbi Chia from the mother. Kisalik, when he went up, Rashi explains, Rav Meirem Yibavel, Rav went from his city, from Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, Shor Rabbi Chia Shom, that Rabbi Chia was there. Omar, so Rashi explains, Rabbi Chia l'Rav, Rabbi Chia said to Rav, Evu Avicha Hukayom, Evu, your father, is he alive? Omar Lei, so Rashi explains, Rav answered back, Eima Kayemes. B'loshen She'ela is a question. Kloiman, this means to say, An Sha'ata Mashal Al Avi, before you ask about my father, Sha'al Alimi, ask about my mother, Sha'af Hiachaischa, that she is also your sister. Omar Lei, Rashi explains, Oid Rabbi Chia L'Rav, Rabbi Chia again asked Rav, V'Eima Chaisi Kayemes, Eima, my sister, is she alive? Omar Lei, Rav, so Rav answered back, Evo Kayom. Rashi explains, V'Avi Klum Kayom Ho, is my father still alive? Adayin Loi Heshiv Hashiv Voisich Alav, I didn't answer you yet about him. Oma Eilav Havin, and on his own, Rabbi Chia understood the truth that both of them had passed away. Rashi now brings a second explanation of this whole conversation. V'yesh Oimrim and others explain, B'nichusa haya mishivay Rav, that as a statement, Rav answered him, Al mishayin shoil, about the one whom he did not ask. Kadesh yavin min haklal, so that he should understand from this. So for example, if Rabbi Chia asked, is Evo alive? According to the second explanation, Rav answered, Eima's alive, as a statement. And then when he asked, is Eima alive? He answered, well, Evo is alive. But Rashi says, V'kosha ba'ena, it is difficult in my eyes, Leimar to say, She'yotzi Rav, that Rav would send out, Dover Shekem Epiv, a false thing from his mouth. Because according to this, Rav made a statement when asked about Evo, he answered that Eima is alive, and that was not true. So it's difficult to say this pshat. Therefore, Rashi prefers the first pshat. Chaloitz l'min oli, Rashi explains, Lehis abel al achi v'achoisi, to mourn for my brother and my sister. V'hoilach kelei achrei l'veis amerchatz, l'lamid halacha l'talmidim niskavi. His intention was to teach a halacha to his talmidim. She'ein shmur rechoika, that a distant report which is from after 30 days does not apply or is not kept only for one day, and part of it is like all of it, and he doesn't have to sit, meaning sitting as a mourner the whole day. Since he said to him, since Rabbi Chia said to his servant, take my clothes after me to the bathhouse, and he didn't wait until the next day to wash himself, which is something that an oval is not allowed to do. Almost, so we see, one moment, 1 hour is enough. Rashi explains, on everything involving business, that he had with another person, he would constantly say, Baladin, let's go to the judge, to the dinter. He wouldn't listen to any other people, El Alpidain, only according to the words of the judge.
I will build a palace.
If I would have a palace to build, I would not build them, El Al Sfasayam, only by the shore of the sea. And he would constantly praise the shore of the sea. Rashi now brings another girsa, which would be another explanation. In the Chubas of the Goinim I found, Achef Yoma, by the shore of the sea, Asne Berasa. A shack is a palace.
or pirushkach, and this is the explanation. Haimishtabeach b'svasayom, he prays the shore of the sea. V'oimer tamid, and he would constantly say, snoim shasvasayom, a shack by the shore of the sea, berushim heimim kemesachim, is comparable to a palace in other places. V'loshim zehogon, and this girsa, this explanation, Rashi says, is also fitting. It's a good explanation. Sne, v'loshim arami asne, sne in Aramaic is a shack, berush berusa. And Breish means a palace. So according to the second pshat, it means automatically any shack that is by the shore of the sea is like a palace anywhere else.